Om Shanti. Today is 8th of July, Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you be a holy swan who increases your account of accumulation with powerful thoughts. Just as a swan separates stones from jewels, in the same way, you are holy swans who are those able to discern between what is waste and what is powerful. A swan never picks up stones, but just separates them and puts them to one side, never taking them. In the similar way, you holy swans put waste aside and imbibe powerful thoughts. You heard, you spoke and performed waste for a long time, and you simply lost everything as a result. However, now, instead of being those who experience loss, become those who increase their account of accumulation. Baba is telling us to become like a holy hans or swan. This is the most celebrated example even in the Vedic scriptures. Swan is a symbol of purity. Swan is a symbol of innocence. Baba is telling to become like swan. It has got that prudence or ability to separate water from milk. And this word in the world of spirituality is used usually for those people who are spiritually elevated. Baba uses the word holy swan. In scriptures, they have written the word supreme swan, param hans. It is one animal which has got a unique feature that its feathers are not wetted by water. Just as we talk about lotus petals, in the similar manner, swans, they remain intact. They are waterproof. They live in the water but remain detached. So swan is the symbol of purity. Swan is the symbol of innocence. Swan is the symbol of detachment. Swan is one animal, one bird, which can stay in water as well as land. So that also is a unique feature of a spiritually awakened person who has got this ability to stay anywhere, amongst cranes and storks, amongst all different circumstances of life, and yet remain happy. Swans are very much loyal to their partners. They have that fidelity, and it's said that they usually have monogamous relationships. If a partner dies, the swan never takes up another partner. It remains unmarried. So swans are those animals who are very much loyal to their partners. Other thing about swan is they are migratory. It's said that they live in one lake which is known as Mansarovar, and they come to India sometimes from that lake. And many of the countries of the Western world have swan as their symbol or emblem of their country. So it also suggests the migratory nature. It doesn't stay at one place, lest it should get attached. So that's why it prefers to go from one place to another. So, migratory nature of swans. And this milk water test, Nirshir, they have that ability to differentiate. If you give a pot of milk which is mixed with water, it is said that it separates milk and water. As I said, it has a special ability to pick up jewels, pearls and eat pearls. It doesn't eat stones and pebbles. It has the ability to eat only jewels. So Baba is telling us this, just as this ability to separate, to distinguish, to have the prudence, this is an ability of a spiritually enlightened person. He knows what is real and what is unreal, what is true and what is falsehood, and what is essence and what is essenceless. Hansah shvetah bakah shveta ko bhed bhansah hansah nira shrira viveka tu hanso hansah bakah bakah bakah. It said that how do you separate from hams and bakah? This, how do you separate cranes and storks and swans? Because this swans have got ability to distinguish, to separate milk water. So this is known as milk water test. So Baba is telling us, just as a swan separates stones from jewels, in the similar way, you are holy swans. Swan is also a vehicle of Saraswati. It's also a vehicle of Brahma. It indicates purity par excellence, the highest level of purity, because it is white in color. So here Baba is saying, just as swan has this ability, a sharp intellect that distinguishes, in the similar manner you also have the same. In the similar manner you are holy swan. Holy swan is a word never in the scripture seen. It's first of all introduced by Baba. Spiritual scriptures talk about Hamsa and Paramahamsa. There are list of Paramahamsas. Paramahamsa Yogananda, Paramahamsa Ramakrishna, and so on and so forth, Nityananda and so on and so forth. So just as they have this ability to separate what is waste and powerful, in the similar manner, you are holy swans. A swan never picks up stones but just separates them and puts them to one side, never taking them. In the similar manner, you holy swan put waste aside and imbibe powerful thoughts. Baba is saying, for a long time you heard waste, you spoke waste and you did waste. And as a result, you lost everything. However, now, instead of being those who experience loss, become those who increase their account of accumulation. So the most important ability of a swan is to distinguish, to separate, to discriminate, to discern. So this ability, this judgment, this power to judge, this power to decide, this power to discriminate is very unique with swans. So we are holy swans and we have to distinguish what is waste and what is powerful. Sri Ramakrishna has described an event of his life many times. He was unlettered. He hadn't read any scripture. But when he was small, child, and once there was a lake in Kamarpukur, the place where he was born, and he was going by the side of that lake, and suddenly he sees the flight of swans, the white swans, and seeing them, Suddenly he goes in ecstasy, and suddenly he loses consciousness, and suddenly he drops down. And this event is very significant in his life. There are many such events. Once he was playing the part of a Shiva in some drama, again he went in ecstasy, which is known as Bhav Samadhi. So this particular event near lake has been told many times that was the first instance of Samadhi which he had. And that Samadhi was just looking at the cranes, or those, some people say cranes, some say swans. So he saw those birds flying, and those flight of, that flight of bird suddenly made him unconscious. Suddenly made him go in ecstasy, in rapture, in that super sensuous bliss, and he lost consciousness. And some farmers were going by that way, and they saw this boy who has lost consciousness, and yet there was radiance, and yet there was joy and bliss on his face. And when they saw him, they picked him up and they took him to his home. But after that event, he was not the same person. He was a different man, because that experience of nature, of those swans flying, that made him remind of something else, that made him suddenly aware of God and God's existence and God's love, Paramatma Prem. And later on, there are many instances in his life, he's standing and suddenly he listens some song and he goes in Samadhi. He is going and he sees beautiful sunset and he goes in Samadhi, on and off Samadhi. Because the conscience is so pure that he loses consciousness. Conscience and consciousness are linked. So we have to become like this holy swan, which is very pure, sign of purity, sign of innocence, sign of fidelity, loyalty, sign of not staying at one place, not getting attached to one person, place or time, but to remain free. Swan is also a sign of freedom. So there are different things described about swan. The four types of sannyasis are described. The third is Hansa and fourth is Paramahansa. Paramahansa is the highest stage. Highly spiritually awakened persons are known as Paramahansas. Baba is talking about holy Hansas. So our purity should be par excellence. Ability to judge very high. Because half the kalpa, we have wasted our time in speaking waste, in talking waste, in doing waste, in listening to waste, whatever that you heard on the path of devotion till now. It was good, excellent, but it did not lead to growth. Somehow, gradually, we fell down. Mahatma Buddha even has said somewhere in Dhammapada, I am the swan, and I do not stay in the lake and I fly, because I am unattached to the lake. He has mentioned so many times, I am like a swan, I fly above. One more thing about swan, its swan is not attached to the lake, it flies above. So detachment, its feathers, as I said, are never wetted by water. And it stays always in company. It stays always in company. It never goes out of company. One more thing. They make their nests near ground and they fight aggressively if attacked. If their nest is attacked, they fight aggressively. There was one person in Germany who was killed when he tried to agitate or disturb that nest. So they fight aggressively for their home, for their where they stay. So these are some of the abilities of a swan. We have to become holy swan. Stop picking up waste and pick up only the best, and pick up only the jewels, the pearls of knowledge. No matter what circumstances are there, but stay detached. That is the nobility of a swan. Who Paramhansa, they say, is somebody who remains unaffected by the vibrations around. No matter what vibrations are there or what people are doing, do your job and get detached. So that is holy swan. Do not pick up waste. Just to know that this is waste is a very important thing. To realize that this is waste, it is not in any way contributing to our spiritual progress. Everything that doesn't contribute to our spiritual progress is waste. On the surface it may appear very beautiful, significant, of great importance, but if it is not leading to spiritual growth, spiritual progress, spiritual awakening, spiritual enlightenment, it comes in the category of waste. So remain like a holy swan. Cha. One more thing, something related to today's Murli, which we are going to revise by some other method today, or by a very new method, brainstorming method. As I said, this holy swan is also a symbol of love. So in today's Murli, Baba has talked about God's love, Paramatma Prem. There are 14 things about God's love. What are they? In today's Murli, we will revise this Murli in just in 2 minutes. First, no one else can ever give you such a love. No human being has the ability to love you. Such God's love is never found anywhere in the world. One. Second, this is selfless love. Niswarth Prem. No other love in the world is Niswarth. All love. Surunaramuni sabki hariti. Swarth hit sabakarahi priti. Everybody loves out of that selfishness. So second is, it is selfless love. Third, this love is the basis of this Brahmin life. Aadhar. This love is the basis of this Brahmin life. You take out God's love and the Brahmin life collapses. Fourth, this love is, for a long time you have been crying out, and this is the result of that pukar, that invocation, that crying out, that clarion call of yours. God has responded. So it's the result, it is the aftermath of your cry, of your pukar, which you have been doing for a long time. Fourth. Fifth, this is the donation of life, jiyadan, of this new life. Sixth, God's love. Without God's love, life is nirus, tasteless, insipid. No essence. It is like a dry sugar cane. Seventh, this love takes you towards, it's a means of going towards attaining proximity to God, intimacy of God, going near to Baba. Eighth, this love makes you experience God's company, sath, or make him your sathi, companion. Ninth, this love makes you yogyukt. This love gives you the experience of yogyukta sthiti. It makes you an yogi. Tenth. Three floors. it helps you to cross three floors. What are the three floors, Manjuven? Consciousness of the body is forgotten. Then second, relationships. And third, attractions of the objects of the body. So it takes you above these three. So these are 10. Four more are there. What are they? 11th. Tyag. What is Tyag and what is Bhagya? It makes you fortunate. It makes you Bhagyashali. All that Tyag or all that renunciation, what you do is nothing. It is just like shells. While this Bhagya, while this fortune is like diamond. So 11th is, there is a lot of description about this. I will not go. Baba is belittling your renunciation. You have not renounced anything. Whatever you say you have renounced is just like shells. While your Bhagya, what you have gained, what you have achieved is like Hira, is like diamond. So that's 11th. 12th. Chabi is here. 13th. It's a key to, 13th is, it's a key to all the treasures. And 12th is, Samarpan Bhav. This love makes you to surrender. And this surrender makes you Bab Saman. It makes you equal to the Father. So 13th, 12th is Samarpan, surrender. 13th, key. And the last, 14th. 14th. Ekbal Ek Bharosa is never there in today's Murli. Mahatapasya is a separate question. I am asking about Murli. There are 14 different points about God's love. Very distinct points. Unlimited word is. All others love, they snatch away your kingdom. This gives you double kingdom, double sovereignty. All other kingdoms, those Vinashi Prem, it takes away. And the greatest example in the history is Prithviraj Chauhan, the last Hindu king, who lost in the Battle of Tarain II to Muhammad Ghori. Why he lost? First time he got successful, he was victorious, but second Battle of Tarain he fell. Why? Sanyukta, Sanyogita, Sanjukta, there are different words. She was the princess of Kannauj. So there are different words. Prithviraj Raso is one book written in Rajasthani and where all those things are described. But people say that did not happen. There are a lot of controversial things about it. But it has come in three different literature. So yet there might be a king of Jaichand's daughter who was Sanjukta, Sanyogita, Samyogita or Sanjukta. Different words are there. And then there was elopement. He took her away from that Swayamvar. He took her to Delhi. And then he was lost in, infatuated with her. And that Muhammad Ghori, he went back once defeated. He came back with a huge army and then defeated Prithviraj. That's not the true. Only two battles are there. Battle of Tarain 1, Battle of Tarain 2. 1293-1294. So, or 1100. Whatever. So, that was a Vinashi Prem. That was a perishable love. That cost a lot to India because that was the fall of Prithviraj. Is the end of an era. After that, Muslim came to India. That was the last king. The first king was Chandragupta Maurya. And the last Hindu king was, not king, they are Samrat, they are emperor, was Prithviraj. And he fell. And after that, Muslim era started. Muhammad Ghori, then the Ghulam Vansh came. And then those different groups started coming of Islam. So, Baba is saying, Vinashi Prem, it leads to downfall. This is God's love. This gives you double sovereignty. So these are the 14 different points about God's love. Om Shanti.